I know a man who grew up without his parents, but he refused to be called an orphan. He married a woman older than himself, whom he loved, opened his heart to, shared his fears with, and he was loyal to her until her last breath. Because of his message, he was beaten up and sent into exile by the tyrants of his time. But he always showed mercy, even when he grew stronger. He was intelligent, wise, and hard-working. He built a long-lasting nation out of virtually nothing. A part of his final will was, be good to each other. We are all children of Adam and Eve. As the heritage, he left two things, the Holy Quran and his family. This man was a mercy upon all mankind. This is my prophet, Muhammad. Peace be upon him and his family.
Outros to people to show them that Prophet Muhammad did stand for peace and love, and our motivation came from Prophet Muhammad, of course, and his holy family, and we're trying to just to tell people that Islam is not about violence, but it's about love.
Muslim, a story that was very important to me was when I heard that our Prophet, peace be upon him, in the early years of his prophethood, the people in Mecca, they were extremely negative to him, and one person even threw dirt from the window over him. Every day it happened again, and our Prophet never became angry, peace be upon him. But one day, there was no dirt. He walked out and nothing happened. So our Prophet, peace be upon him, he wondered, what is happening here? He went into that house and he saw that that old woman who did that every day, that she was sick. And instead of becoming angry or instead of asking why she had done this all the time, what he did, he took care of her, he cleaned her house, he made sure she had what she needed. And when she noticed his mercy, then she became Muslim as well and stopped doing all this. That story touched me very, very much.
The best way to educate also, but by spreading love, you can say love is the strongest value that you can say overcome all other values. So we spread love and itself educate people. Hazrat Ali, the cousin of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told that a human is either your brother in faith or equal in humanity. You can say in this sentence, you have all Islam in this sentence, that with the love and respect for the all humankind. This is what Islam came with. This is what the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, came with.
You know, I think we generally have a totally wrong image of Islam. It's much more about love and mercy than people think. So that's what we want to say today.